This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. President Donald Trump says the U.S. seeks a peaceful transition of power in Venezuela, but all options are open. He spoke in Miami Monday about the months-long political crisis and the dangers of socialism. He says the military and government leaders in Caracas must ignore any orders from President Nicolas Maduro to block aid or harm citizens.
You cannot hide from the choice that now confronts you. You can choose to accept President Guaido's generous offer of amnesty to live your life in peace with your families and your countrymen. President Guaido does not seek retribution against you, and neither do we.
The Venezuelan military could play a decisive role in the stalemate, but has largely remained loyal to Maduro. In remarks broadcast on state television, Maduro accused the U.S. president of speaking in an almost Nazi style. California and 15 other states filed a lawsuit Monday against President Trump's emergency declaration to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra released a statement saying the suit alleges the Trump administration's action violates the Constitution. The president says he's trying to stop criminals, gang members, and illicit narcotics from entering the country. Protesters gathered across the country on President's Day to call the declaration undemocratic and anti-immigrant. The emergency declaration allows the president to bypass Congress to use money from the Pentagon and other budgets. Egypt's Interior Ministry says a suicide bomber killed two police officers and wounded three more while he was being pursued near Cairo's famed Khan El Khalili tourist marketplace. The Monday night explosion was a rarity for a central area of the capital after progress from a security crackdown under President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. This is VOA News. Germany's foreign minister says President Trump's demand that European countries take back Islamic State group militants held in Syria is a hard ask. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
In a weekend tweet, Donald Trump had urged Britain, France and Germany and others to take back and try militants from Syria. Now Germany's Heiko Maas says the project would be extraordinarily difficult to fulfill. He says German nationals have a legally guaranteed right to return, but there's no way at present of checking that in Syria. Maas adds some humanitarian cases, women and children, already have returned, but it would only be possible in other cases if court proceedings can immediately be launched. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Organizers of Pope Francis's summit on preventing clergy sex abuse will meet this week in Rome with a dozen victims. At a news conference Monday, Archbishop Charles Scicluna said a key aim of the conference is to make sure the clergy are fully aware of their responsibilities ahead.
It's not only a question of coming here for 3 days and learning what you do, but at least having the necessary information that then will keep you going on when you go back to your diocese or your community.
The Catholic Church has long been criticized for its failure to hold bishops accountable when they covered up for priests who raped and molested children. Seven British lawmakers quit the main opposition Labour Party Monday over its approach to Brexit and anti-Semitism. It's the biggest shakeup in years for one of Britain's major political parties. There's a long simmering rift between socialist and centrist in the party, which sees itself as the representative of Britain's working class. It's also the latest fallout from Britain's decision to leave the European Union, which has split both of the Conservatives and Labour parties into pro-Brexit and pro-EU camps. The kissing sailor in the photo of the Times Square celebration at the end of World War II has died. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Officially, the photo was called VJ Day in Times Square, but it came to be known simply as The Kiss. The photo, first published in Life magazine, captured a sailor kissing a woman in a nurse's uniform in Times Square on August 14, 1945, the day Japan surrendered, ending World War II. The sailor was George Mendonza. The nurse was Greta Zimmer Friedman. Mendonza's daughter tells the Providence Journal her father died Sunday at an assisted living facility in Middletown, Rhode Island. He was 95. I'm Mike Rossia.
British lawmakers issued a scathing report Monday that calls for tougher rules to keep Facebook and other tech firms from intentionally violating data privacy and competition laws. The report followed an 18-month investigation by Parliament's Influential Media Committee. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.